Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. You're on 98.5. It is Beck hanging out with you for your... It's Wednesday. That's why we're doing Midweek Motivation.
Some wise words.
You are wise.
To get you through the week.
This is Midweek Motivation.
Please welcome Rory Shiner from Providence Church. How you doing, Rory?
Very good. How are you going?
Good. I almost forgot what day it was. So, yeah, great. Well, what have you been thinking about lately?
Oh, look, I mean, maybe no surprise, but at this time of the year, I've been thinking a little bit about stress, about the nature of what it is to feel under pressure as the kind of, you know, the deadline at the end of the year looms. I know maybe not everyone, but lots of people feel that stress at this time of the year. And I think, I'll give you my definition and you can tell me if you think it works. I reckon stress is when the resources don't look like they're going to meet the demand, where you've got more demands on you than you've got resources to fulfill them. So do you reckon that works?
That is a great definition of stress. I'd never really sat down and thought of it before.
Yeah, I think that's it. And, you know, sometimes that's real and sometimes that's perceived. But I think that's the thing that gets us anxious is that, you know, when you ask to do something and you have got the resources to do it, it's kind of fun. Works actually a good thing when you think, yeah, I can do that and I know what to do. And I think where we really come unstuck is where, like in this season, where what's been demanded of us is more than we feel we have in us. I think that's really at the heart of how we experience stress.
How can we tackle it if that's what we're feeling?
Yeah, well, it is a complicated thing. And sometimes, there are points where you just have to think actually that the demands do exceed resources, and I've got to say no to a few things and just be a bit realistic about my limits as a creature and so on. But we were at our church recently, we were looking at Psalm 1, and it has this brilliant picture of life with God. And it, you know, we tend to think in terms of efficiency and productivity and getting more done in fewer hours and so on. Whereas it says life with God is like being a tree planted by streams of water. And I love that picture because it's a picture not of scarcity, but of abundance. Like, you know, it's not even planted by a stream of water, but by streams of water. And I think that's what life with God is supposed to be like, that we are, you know, richly supplied for all that we need. And we're not supposed, life with God isn't supposed to be frenetic and busy and running around, but about, you know, deeply drawing on Him and who He is and what He's provided for us. I think that's the framework that we need to think in.
I love that. So how do we get more of that?
Well, here's my little phrase. I reckon if you think about a tree, right? A tree can only grow as tall as its roots go deep. The roots of a tree need to go down, you know, and be nourished. And so that would be my encouragement to say, don't outrun your need to go deep and to take time with God over summer, thinking about the deep things of life and to build a life where you go deep in community and worship and knowing God's will so that you can go tall.
Thank you so much for motivating us this week. Rory Shiner from Providence Church. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Always good to chat. Bye.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.